You're with SBS Radio.
Taħt pjan bilan li jelimina l-abbuż, il-kumpaniji Awstraljani jistgħu jiffaċċjaw multi jekk ma jaħdmux biżejjed fil-konfront tal-prevenzjoni mill-fastidju sesswali fuq il-postijiet tax-xogħol. Il-Kunsill Awstraljan ta' Trade Unions jgħid li iktar minn 8 minn kull 10 nisa kellhom esperjenza ta' fastidju sesswali, iżda waħda minn kull 5 biss tirrapporta dan. Dan għandu jqanqal l-azzjoni tal-kumpaniji kollha Awstraljani meta iktar minn 100 organizzazzjoni madwar il-pajjiż kollu qegħdin jappellaw għall-azzjoni fil-konfront ta' dan l-abbuż fuq il-post tax-xogħol. Il-President tal-Kunsill ta' Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, tajt li il-Gvern u dawk li ħadmu n-nies għandhom bżonn jieħdu azzjoni.
These organisations have come together because it is such an urgent problem. More than 85% of women will experience sexual harassment at some time in their life. That's a shocking statistic and one that we cannot accept in Australia in 2019.
Skont Rita Butera, id-direttur eżekuttiv ta' Women's Health Victoria, nisa minn sfond multikulturali u dawk imbeżża li jitilfu l-impjieg tagħhom huma partikolarment vulnerabbli.
You know, our culture and our systems are letting us down, they're failing us. And so without any kind of, you know, it's not an individual problem, it's actually a whole of community problem. And we really need to look at what are the ingrained, you know, what's the gender inequality here? How is gender inequality contributing to, you know, concerns around sexual harassment in the workplace? What are the sort of the social norms? What are the cultural aspects that are deeply ingrained in our community and in our workplaces that we need to address?
L-impatt fuq il-vittmi jista' jkun wieħed profond ferm. Ix-xef Barb Johnson minn Perth kienet vittma ta' fastidju sesswali minn raġel kollega fuq il-post tax-xogħol. Titkellem Johnson.
This is really the first time that I had actually been targeted myself. And if an older person could feel so violated, I can only imagine what a younger person would feel like. It was really horrible.
Il-pjan li jindirizza dan is-suġġett għandu 5 punti prinċipali ta' azzjoni. Dawn huma l-prevenzjoni sħiħa tal-abbuż billi tkun imħeġġa l-ugwaljanza bejn is-sessi, rekwiżiti legali iktar f'saħħithom u iktar ċari li jagħmlu l-abbuż kwistjoni ta' saħħa u sigurtà, proċessi ġusti u effettivi li jimmaniġjaw l-ilmenti, support aħjar favur il-ħaddiem u servizzi ta' support bl-għażla li wieħed ikun jista' jirrapporta problemi online. Is-sottomissjoni ta' dan il-pjan issemmi wkoll multi li japplikaw għall-kumpaniji li ma jaħdmux biżejjed biex jeliminaw il-fastidju sesswali fuq il-post tax-xogħol, bl-istess mod ta' kif dawn jinsabu taħt l-obbligu li jipprovdu post tax-xogħol sigur. Alex Grayson hija avukata mal-kumpanija Morris Blackburn u tajt li bħalissa m'hemmx biżejjed inċentivi finanzjarji fin-negozji jew kumpaniji tax-xogħol.
It is very common to have penalties imposed in the workplace in employment law in Australia. Most provisions of the Fair Work Act are civil remedy provisions, and there are penalties capable of imposition. Sexual harassment is not one of those areas.
Gabriel Marchetti mill-organizzazzjoni Jobs Watch temmen ukoll li l-limitu ta' 6 xhur żmien li fih wieħed jirrapporta każ għandu bżonn jiġi rivedut.
We think that absolutely needs to be extended in Victoria and many other states and territories. The time frame is 12 months, but for lots of other complaints under the Fair Work Act, you've got 6 years for bringing complaints. So 6 months is absolutely inadequate.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.